Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Porfirio and the Bearded Lady. When Biff Wallard broke out of jail, he had two burning resolutions. One was to remain free, never to be caught and sent to prison again. The other was a fantastic scheme to get rich from a life of crime. He might have succeeded with his resolves had it not been for a chance meeting with the famed Cisco Kid and his temporary compañero, Pancho's cousin-in-law, Porfirio. As our story opens, a wagon and team approaches the spot where Biff is hiding behind a huge boulder, his rifle ready, if necessary, to commit murder.
Rein up them horses and reach for the sky. Pronto!
Whoa there! Whoa. Sure! Sure thing, stranger. Anything you say. Just don't let that trigger finger of yours get itchy.
Throw down your gun.
Sure, you bet. I ain't got much money, mister, but you can have what I got.
Well, I got your gun, and I'm going to get a ride to the next town on your wagon.
Wait, I'll be glad to take you to Phoenix, stranger.
What makes you so sure I'm a stranger?
Well, I was afraid to mention it, but since you did, it seems to me I know you from somewhere. Of course, your long hair and that beard cover up your features pretty much, but...
But what, Breezy Malloy?
Huh? You know me?
Breezy Malloy, con man, swindler, pickpocket, petty crook. And now from the sign on your wagon, pitch man, for a phony medicine cure-all.
Well, who are you?
Take a good look, Breezy.
Well, I know you, and yet I don't.
I'm Biff Wallard.
Biff! Biff Wallard! Well, I'll be busted like a calf. It's you. Why, but you're supposed to
be... Yeah, I'm supposed to be in jail, and I ain't. And I ain't never going back.
Of course not, Biff. Anything I can do to help?
You can. That's why I looked you up.
What do you got in mind?
I've been on the dodge ever since I busted from behind bars. I need a hideout and a way to get some cash. Big money.
Well, I said I'd do what I can, but this wagon ain't much of a hideout. And as for money... Well, I don't make much with this medicine show.
I got everything thought out, Breezy. I'm going to be your new medicine show attraction. A bearded lady.
You... What are you talking about?
Whip up them horses and I'll tell you.
Wait, get up. Get up there, you.
My cellmate at the pen was a ventriloquist, Breezy. He not only taught me how to throw my voice like this... Let up on the reins or I'll plant a hoof in your face. How's that?
I'd have sworn it was that horse talking to me.
Or this.
I'd have sworn it was that horse talking to me.
Who'd that sound like?
More like me than I do myself. Biff, that's wonderful.
That ain't all. Listen to this.
Now who do I sound like?
What? Do that again, Biff.
Now who do I sound like?
Now who do I sound like?
You sound like a woman, Biff. Just like a woman.
Yeah, reckon I'll get away with pretending to be a bearded lady, Breezy?
Get away with it? We'll make a fortune because of it. We'll claim this junk I'm selling grew the beard on your face. Every bald-headed yokel will want to buy some.
It'll do. It'll do to cover up for us for what we'll really be after.
What's that?
The money that's in the banks of the towns we'll play. That's what's going to make us rich.
Huh?
Let anybody try to stop us, and we'll make him a corpse.
We soon be in the town of Phoenix, Cisco?
Si, Porfirio, but the name of the town is Phoenix.
Well, that's what Porfirio say, Phoenix.
Phoenix!
Phoenix.
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 Phoenix. Now you have me saying it wrong, Porfirio. The name of the town is Phoenix. Each day you remind me more of Pancho.
Si, Porfirio, very much like Porfirio's cousin in the law, Pancho. Hey, you think we hear news of Pancho when we get to
Porfirio.
Phoenix.
Bueno for you. That is the way to pronounce it. I hope Uncle Jose will write us about how Pancho is progressing with the measles.
Oh, Porfirio, hope it's not so.
What do you mean?
Well, if Pancho make progress with the measles, it means Pancho getting more spots. Pancho not want that, Cisco.
No, Porfirio. To make progress when one is sick means that one has less of the illness, sabe?
Si.
So actually, if Pancho's health is progressing, it is going forward and the sickness is coming to a stop.
Si.
Now, explain to me what I just told you.
Well, if one want to make progress to go forward, one got to say, giddy up. And if one want to make progress to come to a stop, one got to say, ho. Porfirio sabe, no?
Oh, I give up. I only hope there is a letter for us and it explains better than I can.
Oh, that town of Phoenix up ahead?
See, that is Phoenix up ahead.
Hey, what all those hombres standing around that wagon for?
Ah, that is a traveling medicine show, Porfirio.
A medicine show, Cisco? What that?
Usually one or two hombres travel from town to town selling a cure-all, which does no good whatsoever.
Oh. Hey, Porfirio got to see this. Porfirio never seen nothing like that in Hermosillo.
Hey, what about Pancho's letter, if there is one? Do you not want to hear it?
Oh, please, Cisco. Porfirio able to hear about Pancho later.
All right, Porfirio. I will go to the general store to see if there's a letter. I'll meet you back at the medicine show wagon. Up, Diablo. You wait for me. Do not get into trouble.
Why Porfirio should get into trouble? Oh, that Cisco, he talk like maybe Porfirio a little niño.
Rejuvenating remarkable remedy.
Oh, loco, ho now, ho.
Step right up, folks. Step a little closer, and I'll let you in on the secret of the ancient.
Hey, Porfirio want to know the secret too, senor.
Well, you come right up here, sir.
Oh, gracias. Tell Porfirio what the secret. What the secret, senor?
I'm going to let each and every one of you in on this secret. Now, in this little bottle, I have the miracle of the ages.
See?
Nan Tawani, the great medicine man and chief of the Arapaho Indians, told me this wondrous formula on his deathbed.
Si. What is it? What is it, senor?
An absolutely, positively, unconditionally guaranteed hair restorer. Oh, my friends, I'm shocked. I hear a note of disbelief, of dissent, of discord. All right, I intend to prove to you doubting Thomases and doubtful Doras the veracity of my statement, the undeniable truth of my words.
Huh? What do you say, senor? What you prove?
You're a bright and intelligent man, my friend. I'm glad you asked that question. But rather than tell you about it, I'll show you. Behold, my friends, the living proof of this invigorating, intriguing, incomparable elixir for the restoration of hair. Miss Mary Wentworth, will you come out of the wagon, please?
Hey, look at that.
Guadalupe Hidalgo. It is a senorita with a beard.
Ah, right you are, my eagle-eyed and keen-witted friend. The one and only bearded lady, Miss Mary Wentworth. Now, before this goes any farther, my friends, I intend to erase any doubts. You're going to say the beard is not real. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have this fine gentleman here. You, sir.
Me, senor?
Yes, sir. I want you to pull on the little lady's beard with Miss Mary's permission. and then tell the folks if this beard is real.
Si.
Would you bend down, Miss Mary? Now, sir, go right ahead.
Is it all right for Porfirio to try, Senorita? Porfirio, not want to hurt you. Hey, it real, it not come off.
Hell you are! What did I tell you? Now to further convince any unbelievers in this fine assemblage of ladies and gents, I'll have Miss Mary tell you in her own words how she got this wondrous, this exquisite, this luxuriant beard.
Truth of the matter is, folks, I didn't believe this elixir Breezy Malloy is selling was any good. So in defiance of him, I rubbed it on my face, night and morning, for 2 weeks. The result of it is here for all of you to see.
Yes, here you are.
Senorita, your beautiful voice is a good match for your beautiful beard.
Thank you, kind sir, thank you.
What's going on here? Well, let me through, folks. Make room now. Well, as Sheriff of Maricopa County, I got my duty to do.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
You medicine show folk know you're supposed to ask if it's all right to set up in the town before you do.
Oh, a slight mistake, Sheriff, and quite easily rectified. Tell you what I'm going to do. Take off your hat, please.
Yeah. What for?
Chihuahua, this hombre need that message, and he bald like an egg.
So what if I am? What's your name?
Porfirio. What's your name?
I'm Sheriff Herkimer Conklin.
Oh, Sheriff Sirlimer Honklin.
Oh, wise hombre, huh? Who are you, and what are you doing here in town?
Oh, I Porfirio. I come to town with Cisco.
Cisco Kin?
See, Sheriff Conklin Herkling.
Herkimer Conklin, I told you. You said your name's Porfirio, huh?
See, Porfirio is Porfirio.
And the hombre who rides with the Cisco kid's named Pancho. Try to fool me, will you? I'm arresting you in the name of the law. Now, come on.
Oh, no, Sheriff. Porfirio got to stay here and wait for Cisco.
You're going to the calaboose. I'll bet you and that partner of yours, who's probably pretending to be the Cisco kid, are up to no good. As soon as I get my hands on him, he's going to jail with you. And if either of you try to escape, so help me, I'll gun you down.
Well, how do you like that? That blasted sheriff took my crowd with him when he arrested that Porfirio hombre.
What the crowd said, he ain't taking him right to jail, Breezy. He's going to look for Cisco.
Well, supposing he is, Biff.
That dumb-looking goat who pulled my beard is telling the truth. We're in luck.
I don't follow you.
Before the sheriff rounds up Cisco and tosses him and Porfirio into jail, we're going to loosen the bars to the big cell.
What for? And how do you know the sheriff will put him in there?
When there's more than one, they always go into the big cell. I ought to know. I've been there before.
Hey.
The reason is so them two will be able to escape. Then when we rob the bank...
I get it. We get the cash, and they get the blame.
Not only for robbing the bank, but for killing the sheriff. The law will be after Cisco for robbery and murder.
And since Cisco and Porfirio are unaware of the snare set for them, they may fall into the trap. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever's happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, C, be sure of the finest wheat bread. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Porfirio and the Bearded Lady. When Cisco and Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio arrive in Phoenix, Porfirio stays to watch a traveling medicine show, while Cisco goes to the general store for mail from Pancho. The medicine show entertainers are Breezy Malloy and a supposed bearded lady. Actually, Biff Wallard is masquerading as the bearded lady. Porfirio has a run-in with Sheriff Herkimer Conklin. The sheriff accuses Porfirio and Cisco of being imposters and throws them into jail. Now,
go on, go on. Get in that cell, the big one. Go on, move.
But I still do not know why you arrested Porfirio and me, Sheriff.
You claim to be the Cisco Kid. From the way that partner of yours talks, I ain't sure but what you two are imposters. Until I find out for sure, locked in this jail cell is where you two will stay.
Well, now listen. Listen to Porfirio, Senior Sheriff Hank Limmer Kirkland.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. My name is Honk Limer Kirkland. I ain't gonna say it again. All right, all you folks get out of the jail. I can handle affairs in here. Gone, vamos.
Hey, why he gets so mad, Cisco?
I guess because of the way you pronounced his name, Porfirio.
My name is Herkimer Conklin.
Santa Maria. That sheriff's so mad he slammed shut the door between his office and these cells.
What happened at the medicine show to make the sheriff so mad?
Well, he say if I not Pancho, then you not Cisco, and we both up to no good.
Well, I guess there is nothing for us to do but wait until that sheriff is convinced I am the Cisco Kid.
Nah, we not got to wait, Cisco. Porfirio know how we can get out of here.
You know the way? How?
Well, Pancho tell Porfirio how it could be dude. If Porfirio make believe Porfirio sick. When a sheriff come in his cell to help, Cisco gets the jump on him and we able to escape.
Well, Pancho and I have done that several times, Porfirio, and it has worked. But this time there is no reason for us to make an escape.
Oh, Cisco, Pancho always say you never stay in jail. Always there is a way you find to break out. Now Porfirio finds it.
Very well, go ahead. Start moaning.
Oh, Porfirio sick! Porfirio dying! Oh, I...
Senor Sheriff! Senor Sheriff! Help! We need the services of a doctor. Help!
Hey, what's going on here? Who wants all
that yapping
and
yammering? Mi compañero is sick. He needs help, Senor Sheriff.
Sick, is he?
Porfirio's head. Oh, Porfirio's stomach. Oh, Porfirio's sick like a dog all over.
I'll go get the doctor.
Oh, but Porfirio be dead, maybe.
Then by thunder, you will be. I ain't gonna come in that cell and take the chance of being overpowered.
But that's not the way you're supposed to do. Pancho, he
said... Porfirio?
Still trying to make a fool of me. You ain't no more sick than I am. Well, you can stay behind them bars till you rot.
I am sorry, Porfirio. Your little plan did not work.
Porfirio not sabi. Pancho, he say make oh, and Porfirio make oh. Pancho say make ay, and Porfirio make ay. Why it not work, Cisco?
I really do not know.
Well, why we not bend the bars and get out?
No, Porfirio. The bars in this big cell are too thick and the adobe too new to be dislodged.
Well, Porfirio got to get out of here. Come on, Cisco. You bend this bar. Porfirio show you how. Oh, Santa Cristobal. Hey, look. Look, Cisco. Porfirio break the bars of the jail cell.
Madre mia, that is very strange.
Porfirio get us out of here, Cisco, no?
That bar did not come loose by chance.
What you mean?
It could be some kind of a trap.
Well, why the sheriff would want to trap us? He already got us in the jail.
Not the sheriff, Porfirio. He would not loosen the bars of his own jail. Someone else did it. And we are going to use that means of escape to find out who and why. Perhaps when we do, the maverick will get a jail cell with bars that do not come loose.
That does it, Beef. The team's harnessed and we're ready to roll as soon as we hit the bank.
I'm ready, Breezy. Let's get going.
Hey, What if someone spots you dressed in your own clothes? You're supposed to be the bearded lady, Biff.
For one thing, the night's too dark for anyone to see me. But I still ain't taking chances. I'll fix this long hair of mine so it won't show beneath my hat.
What about the beard?
Well, this neckerchief I'm putting on covers the beard, don't it?
Let me see. Yeah, it sure does. Well, come on.
Everything's working out better than I hoped. Cisco and that Porfirio fell for the bait and made the getaway.
And that sheriff is scouring the countryside looking for him right now. Hey, Biff, look. There's a light coming from the bank.
Yeah, around the back. Take a look through the high window. Hurry, come on.
Ooh, I'm hurrying.
Yeah, this is far enough.
Shh. Can you see who's in there?
Yeah. It's a woman. She's looking over the books.
She must be Martha Winslow. I heard some of the town folks saying she's been running the bank since her husband died.
Come on, we're going in. Robbing this tin can will be like taking candy from a baby.
She'll never open the door for you, Biff.
Yeah, wait and see. You're forgetting, ain't you, Breezy? I can imitate any voice I want to.
Oh, that's right. Can you sound like that sheriff?
And we'll find out right now. Here I go.
Hey, in there! Open up! Open up!
What'd you say her name was, Breezy?
Martha. Martha Winslow, I think.
Open the door, Martha. Hurry up!
Is that you, Sheriff Conklin?
Well, who else do you think would be rapping on your door this time of night? I gotta talk to you. It's about that blasted Cisco kid.
All right, Sheriff Conklin.
It's working, Biff. It's working.
Shut up. Be ready to rush as soon as she opens the door.
Bab her! I got her! Now, if you want to live, ma'am, keep your mouth shut.
Bandit!
That's right. As soon as I close this door, get after the money you got in the safe.
I'm sure I heard the sheriff's voice outside.
Come on, bring her along.
Hey, lady. She's fainted, Biff.
Is she out or is she playing possum?
I don't know. Can you tell?
No, but we ain't taking no chance. We'll have to get the money out of the safe ourselves, and when we got it, we'll have to kill her.
Whatever. Easy. Ho-ho.
Oh, loco. Oh, no. Say, we take a big chance to come back to Phoenix this way, Cisco, I think.
I know, Porfirio, I know, but whoever wanted us out of jail and out of the way means to make trouble. We are going to catch him at it.
When we start to look for trouble, we think somebody liable to make, huh?
Seems to me the bank is the most logical place, since the sheriff is out after us instead of here to guard it.
Oh, look. Over there, Cisco.
Huh?
Say, Porfirio, see a light in the bank.
Oh, I see. Oh, there. Ho.
Oh, look. Oh, ho.
We'll walk from here.
You're right, Cisco. Hey, they're not supposed to be a light in the bank this time of night, unless they're troubled, no?
Andale, come on. If the door is open, we can surprise whoever's in there.
Well, Porfirio got his guns ready, Cisco.
Quieto.
Try the door, Cisco.
Si. Yeah, the door is not locked.
No.
Be ready to rush. Get your hands up, you coyotes!
And make sure you do it pronto!
Cisco! The Cisco kid!
It's you long-nosed vinegaroon!
Hey, Cisco, he got it!
Ow! My hand!
Oh, Churubusco, you could tell you shoot the gun from the bandito's hand, just like Pancho always say you do, Cisco!
Rush him, Breeze! They won't shoot to kill!
Come and get it, Mavericks! Hombres who are coward and left behind masks are too yellow to stand up to fist! Ah!
Oh, bueno, Cisco, bueno! One bandito down, one to go!
I want you to know, I recognize you, in spite of the mask, Biff Wallet!
Oh, beep, bang, boom! Two bandidos down and none to go.
Ho there.
Oh, that is the sheriff, Cisco. He trailed us here to town, I think.
Well, he is here in time to take these coyotes off our hands.
What's going on here? Get them hands grabbing for the ceiling, you two.
Whatever you say, Senor Sheriff. Just be sure you put these two bandidos under arrest also.
Trying to put the blame on us. Well, it won't work, Cisco.
Yeah, it sure won't. You got here at the right time, Sheriff. Them two were robbing this bank when we surprised them.
Yes.
They made us wear masks so we'd look like we were the thieves.
Oh, that is not so. It is not the truth, Sheriff Hunky Moore. It is not.
Herkimer, you mealy mouthed toad. My name is Herkimer. What's that?
It's me. Behind this desk.
Sheriff Conklin, it is you this time.
Have you been there all this time, Senora?
Mother, what took place here?
Well, those two over there, they tried to hold up the bank. I guess I fainted.
Better have a look behind these two masks, Sheriff.
Get away from me.
Well, I do not know this one.
The medicine show, hombre. Breeze Malloy.
But this one is Biff Wallard.
Oh, Madre del Burro. He is the bearded lady.
Well, what do you know? So you grew a beard, Wallard, and pretended to be a bearded lady.
I'd have gotten away with it, too, but for you. How'd you know me, Cisco?
The ways of justice are strange, hombre. I never would have recognized you with a beard if you had remained the bearded lady. But you had to rob a bank and wear the same kind of mask you wore the day I first captured you. That is why you are going back to a prison for the rest of your life.
Cisco.
Si, Porfirio.
Oh, those bandidos. The Biff Wallard and a Breezy Malloy. And they get what they deserve.
Si, they did. Biff Wallard will never masquerade as a bearded lady again.
Oh, Cisco, you know Uncle Jose. He is the one that writes the letters for cousin-in-law Pancho. Well, he wish he was able to grow hair like that, too.
You mean Uncle Jose wants to grow a beard?
Si, Cisco, he would like very much to grow a beard.
Well, why does he want to grow a beard, Porfirio?
Well, because of Aunt Carlota, his wife.
What has his wife got to do with his growing a beard?
Well, since Aunt Carlota start to wear men's pantalones, Uncle Jose want to grow the beard to let everybody know who is the man in the house.
Oh, Porfirio.
Oh, Cisco.
A Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio by Mel Blanc.